There's a world of difference between a fact and an opinion. We know that. Yet these days, it doesn't seem to matter anymore. If I have an opinion but your facts offend me, then you must be wrong. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. I saw a funny cartoon the other day of a TV game show with a host and three contestants. Each contestant had a buzzer. In response to the question, Julie had the right answer, but Peter shouted the wrong answer. The game show host responded, "Sorry, Julie, you had the right answer," but Peter shouted his opinion louder, so he wins the point. Funny, but also sad, because that's how things often go these days. The one who shouts the loudest seems to prevail, especially if the facts offend their opinions. Back in the Old Testament, capital punishment was a thing, as it still is in some parts of the world today. Here's what the Hebrew law had to say about the establishment of the facts. Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 6. "But no one should be punished with death if only one witness says that a person did that evil thing. But if two or three witnesses say it's true, the person must be killed." Why the need for two or three witnesses? Well, the principle here is about getting to the facts of the matter rather than relying on the wild accusations of one party. Of course, everyone's entitled to their opinion, and quite naturally, different people will see the same set of facts from different perspectives. But what a terrible thing it is to falsely accuse, to malign or to mislead by being the one who shouts their opinions the loudest. Verify your facts before you throw your stones. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Humility, it turns out, is a far better course of action. It's the path to true victory. And that's why I'd love to share more of God's Word with you. So let me encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. The Word of God is alive and active. It is the power to transform your life. So again, you'll find our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. May you be blessed as you receive His word.